Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
As companies strive for ever-increasing profits, it's usually the customer who ends up paying the price, quite literally. But don't worry, I'm here to put the power back in your hands. Prepare to get thrifty as we check out some sneaky time and money saving tricks companies don't want you to know about.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Ever noticed seemingly random letters and numbers handwritten onto price tags in stores? There's actually an important reason behind them. Retail staff will often mark price tags by hand with letter number combos like G3 or D17. The letter part usually just refers to a location in the store, but the number is much more useful. Typically, the number tells you what price that item is going to be reduced to in an upcoming sale, and is usually used for staff reference and preparation. This is a handy piece of info for eagle-eyed, thrifty shoppers who want to find deals before they're even announced. When you spot a marked item, you can either hold off purchasing it or try to reserve it until the price drops. Keep your eyes open for these sneaky little codes. But for a great deal that doesn't require any waiting at all, follow this podcast for more top-quality, fact-based entertainment completely free of charge. In the modern age of online shopping, we now have the amazing convenience of same-day delivery. However, these game-changing systems come with problems of their own. For example, most of us know the frustration of reading the courier's online tracking system's most despised update, the attempted delivery alert that claims that you missed the drop-off. But as many people know, these attempted deliveries can be a complete lie. There are a few reasons delivery drivers will occasionally not bother to actually deliver your item to your home or leave almost immediately without giving you a chance to open the door. Often, they're required to meet extremely tight quotas of deliveries per day, which includes attempts, and sometimes their commission is based on these numbers, so under these pressures, drivers will falsify delivery attempts and there's little you can do about it. That is, unless you get yourself a front door camera, or at least put up a very bold, visible sign that says something like, "Smile, you're on camera." A sign will encourage drivers to ensure your delivery is made, while actually owning a camera will provide you solid evidence to dispute a fake delivery attempt. No longer will the old trick, "Sorry, we missed you," be an acceptable excuse not to get your fluffy unicorn slippers when you're supposed to. Next up, ever had to cancel a hotel room last minute because of some unforeseen, unavoidable, minor problem? The worst part is that canceling a hotel reservation typically means paying a cancellation fee, often upwards of $50. But there's a smarter workaround that just might change your life. Simply call the hotel and move the reservation by a couple of weeks. Typically, hotels try to be accommodating to customers, as they really want to keep their sales, so they'll usually move the date for free. With the date moved, just wait a day or so they don't catch on to you and cancel the reservation. As long as you're outside of the cancellation window, which is usually 48 hours before arrival, there shouldn't be any cancellation fees. If possible, talk to two different customer service reps to decrease the chances of someone catching on. But even if that's not an option, you'll most likely get away scot-free. It's very sneaky, I know, but they're sneaky too. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Moving on now, discounts are a great way to boost company sales, so it's no surprise stores plan them out meticulously. But what most people don't know is that many online stores launch sales at the same times. Generally, deals and discounts are launched between Tuesday and Thursday, with the highest concentration of deals happening in November and January. So if you're looking to do some online shopping, wait for those thrifty midweek deals. And if you're looking to make a big purchase, it might be a good idea to hold off until later in the year, because statistically speaking, you're much more likely to land a better price. But what if you make a purchase only to find days later the price has dropped on the product, making it considerably cheaper than what you paid? Well, a post-purchase price drop doesn't have to be a source of helpless frustration. Many stores offer a price difference refund to cover the price drop for up to a month after your purchase. All you need to do is present your receipt, and they'll either refund the difference or fully refund the product and sell it through to you again at the new price. This thrifty tip also applies to online purchases from Amazon, which are even easier to process. As Amazon already has your payment method on their system, this means they can easily refund the price difference without needing you to return the product. That being said, Amazon only offers this within 7 days of your purchase, so be sure to keep an eye on the item's store page price the week after purchase. If you miss that deadline, you could technically send the item back for a refund and then buy it again at the lower price. But for items that aren't covered by Amazon's UDS free returns postage coverage, the postage cost could end up being more than the price you save. So be sure to check beforehand. After all, no one wants a discount that ends up costing them more. Oh, sorry, I'll just answer my telephone. Bartholomew Egbert, amazed, speaking. Who's that? What? How did you get my number? No, I don't want to buy anything. Bye. Okay, let's get back to it. Telemarketing calls are never fun, and all too often they're just scams targeting your wallet. But the next time you get one of these calls saying something along the lines of, oh, just let me set up an audio recording for the FCC can work wonders. Mentioning an official body will send non-legitimate callers scurrying, and they'll likely add you to a do not call list as a warning for their fellow scammers. If you live in Europe, simply mentioning GDPR will usually have a similar effect. This is because the data protection laws covered by GDPR, or General Data Protection Regulation, mean companies risk huge fines if they don't comply with you after you've mentioned it. If those don't work, the U.S. has a federally supported do not call list that lets telemarketers know that calling you just isn't worth their time. So finally, you can hang up the phone on irritating telemarketers for good. In most supermarkets, you'll find essentials like bread and milk right at the back of the store. This is one of the oldest tricks in the book to get you to spend more. Stores know that by placing staple goods towards the back, customers have to walk past all their other products. That's when eye-catching product packaging and marketing kicks in, tempting you into unnecessary purchases along the way. To avoid this psychological manipulation, make a beeline for the stuff you want, keeping your eyes on the prize. But you'll need to be very brave to avoid buying that tasty chocolate next to the till. Similarly, but in the realm of the virtual world, it's not uncommon to be browsing online, see an item you want, click add to cart out of excitement, only to change your mind about it at the last second. Or more likely, receive a notification, leave the app, and just forget about it. Well, believe it or not, companies track that decision not to follow through. If you abandon your cart within a couple of days or sometimes only hours, you'll often receive coupons or special deals on that item. Why would companies do this? Well, around 77% of online shopping carts are abandoned, and companies are desperate to lower that number. If that means losing a few bucks on an item that would have otherwise not been purchased at all, it's well worth it to them. However, this means you can exploit the shopping cart tracking to get discounts on items you want. All you need to do is put the item in your cart and wait, and the company will likely bombard you with conveniently timed price reductions, all to make a sale. Win-win. Next up, if a stubborn car salesman just won't budge to a reasonable price on that new vehicle you've been saving for, here's another trick to keep up your sleeve. Most car dealerships set quotas for their sales force alongside commission bonuses every month. This means that if you go shopping towards the end of the month, the sales team will be more eager to pad out their numbers. They're much more likely to cut you a better deal just to reach their targets at this time. If a certain dealer has already met their sales goals and isn't budging, you can always try a different one who hasn't been as successful. Sure, it's a little sneaky, but I'm sure the money you save will help you forget about that. Now let's go back to supermarkets. While a supersized, seemingly super cheap multi-pack of items can be a very appealing thing to see on a trip to the supermarket, bulk buying isn't always the smartest choice. For starters, when you're bombarded with signs touting super deals and unbelievable savings, the question of whether you really need that much of an item is easy to forget. For perishable goods like food, for example, bulk buying won't always work out cheaper if the food expires before you can eat it. Similarly, you might end up using more shampoo from a Jumbo Saver bottle than you usually would because of the apparent abundance. This could even lead to you using a larger bottle in the same amount of time as your regular smaller one. But even if you do use bulk-bought products in a sensible, timely manner, there's still a chance you'll end up paying more. This is because in stores like Walmart, it's actually sometimes cheaper to buy things individually rather than in bulk. Supermarkets know that many people assume a bulk purchase will work out cheaper, but if you check the price per individual item or price per unit of weight for things like nuts, you'd be surprised by how often buying multiple smaller units works out cheaper than a single bulk purchase. So, don't be fooled. Use your eyes and your brain before you bulk buy. To many people, brand names represent a seal of superior quality. But that's not always the case, particularly in supermarkets. For certain items ranging from power tools to toothpaste, the name brand product you buy in a supermarket like Walmart isn't the same quality as when purchased from specialist stores. This is because supermarkets demand especially low prices from manufacturers in exchange for a place on their shelves. To meet these low prices, manufacturers supply supermarkets with a slightly modified version of their product. In the case of power tools, this might mean a slightly smaller battery capacity or lower quality ingredients in shampoo or toothpaste. So if you can't live without branded stuff, avoid supermarkets if possible. That being said, branded goods are sometimes straight up pointless to shell out extra cash for. This is particularly true for medicine, as the difference between name brand medicines and store brand is usually negligible. This is because the FDA and other similar government bodies across the world require generic drugs to have the same performance and quality as brand name drugs. As generic and branded varieties both contain the same active ingredients, you're really only paying extra for the name and fancy packaging.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week wherever you get your podcasts.
Considering generic brands can be up to 70% cheaper, it's kind of a no-brainer, but many people unaware of the identical active ingredients incorrectly assume cheaper equals inferior. So if you're sick of being ripped off for painkillers and other medicine, always choose a store's own brand where available. At some point, pretty much everyone has wondered why decent shampoo is so expensive. And while there's no way to lower the price of a good hair product, you can easily extend and even double the amount of time it lasts for. Most shampoo is concentrated enough that it can easily be diluted with water and still carry out the same function. There are usually an overabundance of oil and dirt-removing molecules in store-bought shampoo, and you can often fill as much as half the bottle with water and still get the same effects. Doing this can even be better for your scalp, preventing it being dried out by certain shampoos. Most shampoos capable of producing a lather should be able to be used in this way, making your hair products go much further for less. So hurry up and give it a try. By the way, buying glasses from a high street optician has always been the traditional route for anyone who needs them. But did you know buying glasses from an online retailer can actually save you anywhere from 30 to 75%? As long as you have your proper prescription form, which unavoidably does require an optician, there's nothing stopping you from ordering your actual glasses online and saving a considerable amount. If clear vision and bargains are in your sight, check out sites like Frames Direct and Zenni Optical. These days, more and more online retailers have a live chat box on their sites that gives you the option to connect directly with their customer service team. While this is useful for queries about the store's products, few people realize it can also be used to your advantage for saving money on your purchase. As you're speaking with a real person, they often have the ability to add discounts to your basket, so speak to them politely, and when the time comes, don't be afraid to ask if they can send any discounts your way. They may add one as a gesture of goodwill, or if not, they may be able to point you in the direction of a promotion, like 10% off if you sign up for their newsletter. This won't always work, but it's worth trying. After all, you've nothing to lose, and as the saying goes, you don't ask, you don't get. In our modern world, it's pretty alarming just how commonly our personal data is traded and sold. Most of the time, this involves information you technically provide willingly being exchanged between companies for a fee. Your info is usually acquired when you sign up with a company, if you don't opt out of being contacted for marketing purposes. Seeing as opting out sometimes requires actively requesting not to have your information shared, it can be tricky to prevent your phone number or email address from ending up in some cold calling company's database. But you can save yourself some hassle by figuring out exactly who's selling your data off to the highest bidder, so you know who to avoid. If you're suspicious one of the companies, organizations, or services you're signed up with might be selling your data, here's a little trick to find out who's responsible. When signing up for stuff like magazines or clothing store sites where you don't need to verify your ID in any major way, register under a different name. Preferably, come up with a unique, distinctive name for each and keep track of which one you used for each company. You'll know which company has been sharing your info when you start receiving unwarranted emails from unfamiliar companies addressed to Flippy Flopperson Jr. or whatever other creative name you come up with. Next up, calling tech support for help and being put on hold is infuriating. But though it seems to go against all rules of politeness, next time you feel a murderous rage building while on hold, go ahead and let it out. You heard me right? No. Scream and cuss at that phone until your vocal cords start unionizing against you. Why? Well, many companies' call centers now use anger profiling software that detects screaming and swearing customers and automatically shifts them to the front of the queue. This ensures that overloaded call centers can help especially irate customers before they return the product in frustration. Sure, it's technically rewarding bad behavior, but if the chance to get served quicker is already there, I'd say use it. Just make sure you didn't accidentally call your grandma instead of customer care before you start hollering. Next time you're particularly hungry at McDonald's but want to be kind to your wallet, here's a tip. Order a double cheeseburger, ask them to add mac sauce and lettuce, and switch to a sesame bun. You may be shocked to learn that you've essentially made a Big Mac. And while the price of extras varies store to store, it probably costs you less than $2 total. The only difference is one less piece of bread in the middle, and yet the ghetto Big Mac usually costs less than half the price of a legit Big Mac. Oftentimes, companies realize the value of a named product and inflate the price based on a deceptive combo of familiarity and convenience. But don't be fooled. Instead, be a little ghetto next time you're in Mickey D's. An equally genius pizza equivalent of the ghetto Big Mac technique was shared on Reddit by ex-Pizza Hut worker Zekin in 2019. Zekin revealed that a pepperoni pizza would sell for $5 while ordering a double pepperoni cost $8. Asking for extra pepperoni on a regular pepperoni pizza, meanwhile, only costs $7 total. Despite what most customers assumed, that second option was literally the exact same thing as a double pepperoni pizza. Most people were paying a dollar more than necessary for the mere convenience of a specifically named menu item. Only one customer Zekin served ever figured this out, but maybe you can swing those numbers and save on your salami next time you take a trip to the Hut. Few shoppers realize that the final numbers of an item's price reveal more than meets the eye. While a price that ends in a 9, like 4.99, is usually a standard price, prices ending in a 7 or 8 are a different story. These 7 or 8 ending prices are code for discontinued item. Knowing this may give you grounds to barter the price down further, as stores are often instructed to get rid of discontinued stock as quickly as possible. This goes double for any price that ends in 1, which is used for very old clearance stock. If you see these prices, get ready to barter your way into a better deal than ever, or to ask some questions about why exactly those products were discontinued. Either way, when it comes to thrifty shopping, knowledge is power. To the uninitiated, shopping carts seem like a great idea, letting you carry more products with a fraction of the effort. But next time you go to the store, consider just picking up a basket. You see, shopping carts are specifically designed to make you want to buy more. While their initial conception in the 1930s was indeed a matter of convenience, a more lucrative secret function has since taken over. Since the 70s, the average shopping cart has almost tripled in size. The larger our carts get, the more we spend, as we're naturally inclined to want to fill it to the brim. In fact, studies show that when the size of shopping carts is doubled, the average price of a shopping trip goes up by 40%. So, if you want to avoid being psychologically swindled, best to keep your grocery runs small and to the point. Now, how can we talk about companies tricking you without talking about airlines? Air travel can be extremely expensive, and depending on the time of year, you may end up planning your entire trip on when you can actually afford to get there. But here's a trick that airlines really don't want you to know because of how much you can save. When buying flights to a location, it's worth checking whether any cheaper flights to other destinations have a layover in the place you're going to. If they do, simply get off the plane at the layover destination and don't board the plane for the second part of the journey. If you don't check your luggage into the hold, there's nothing to stop you leaving the airport. There's even an app for this type of travel called SkipLagged, which automatically finds the right flights for you. While it's technically legal, airlines really don't like this practice, so make sure not to repeat it too many times, especially within a single airline. As long as you're subtle and smart, though, you could save hundreds. And lastly, everyone likes the smell and feeling of clean clothes. But very few people realize the fill lines on detergent caps like these recommend way more detergent than is required. This is a sneaky tactic on the part of detergent companies to get you to purchase bottles way more regularly than necessary. In reality, though, modern washing machines are efficient enough that only between 1/8 and 1/2 of the amount your detergent cap recommends is actually required for a good clean. In fact, using too much detergent can lead to mold and mildew buildup, leaving an unpleasant odor in the washer and on your clothes. The best approach is to considerably reduce the amount of detergent from your usual amount, then gradually increase that amount if your clothes aren't coming out as clean as you'd like. You'll probably be surprised by how small of an amount you actually need. The only exception to this is if your area has particularly hard water, meaning a high mineral content, in which case you may actually need the recommended fill line amount. But whatever your situation, you could save yourself some serious cash with a fun bit of experimentation next time you do the laundry. Who said laundry has to be boring? So, which of these nifty thrifty tricks will you be putting into practice from now on? My favorite trick companies don't want you to know is that if you listen to 2 episodes of this podcast in a row, you get the second one completely for free. Now that's amazing.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.